Born in Toronto, Christopher Plummer made his Broadway debut in 1954, launching a renowned stage career with Othello, King Lear, and a pair of Tonys for Cyrano and Barrymore. On the silver screen, he was the dashing Captain Von Trapp across Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music, the third highest-grossing film ever adjusted for inflation.
Now, Fräulein.
Yes, Captain?
Have my children been climbing trees today?
Yes, Captain.
He was unforgettable as Rudyard Kipling in John Huston's The Man Who Would Be King, joining Sean Connery and Michael Caine in a trio for the ages.
We want to ask you a favor.
Another favor?
Calm yourself, Brother Kipling.
He showed up in Spike Lee's Malcolm X, Ron Howard's A Beautiful Mind, David Fincher's The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Rian Johnson's Knives Out, and even voiced the villain in Pixar's Up. Most impressive, he became the oldest Oscar winner ever at age 82, playing Ewan McGregor's dying gay father in Beginners.
When I first emerged from my mother's womb, I was already rehearsing my Academy thank you speech. But it was so long ago, mercifully for you, I've forgotten it.
Remembering Christopher Plummer, Jason Fraley, WTOP News.